Phil's camp, and I see this one player just walking around without any cleats on or shoes. I'm like, what? It was Mac Hollins.
Yeah.
He's like, shoes are a prisoner for my feet. I wear the cleats because I have to on the field, but I would rather be shoeless. How about you? Do you like the grass between your toes?
No.
No.
I wear shoes in the house, but I feel like this new player, he's so interesting.
Yes,
he's got like the hair that flows. Uh-huh. And I felt like he's your spirit animal, Bo. Like, he's got to let the dogs breathe.
That's true.
Is that what it is? Like, did you relate to that?
Well, okay. He's a half-spirit animal because I love flip-flops. Let the feet breathe, the dogs breathe, the toes breathe. But whenever I go shoeless, flip-flopless, sneakerless, I find that one pebble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That little pebble that takes this 250-pound body to my knees immediately.
I feel like
I just drop.
You
like,
wear
ouch.
Bare feet, you become calloused.
Oh, okay.
And then you're more able to walk. I don't know.
So you get like Fred Flintstone feet.
Yeah. Like folks in Florida,
mm-hmm.
they go without shoes all the time. Like I they're walking all over the place with no shoes, and I feel like they're just like calloused.
I mean, weren't we like meant as humans, like, shoes were not necessary for
right.
a long time. We were just scavenging, hunting, gathering.
Okay.
Shoes made us weak.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot. I forgot about the caveman history of Rochester.
There you go. Rochester cheerleader. Thank you.
Did you know when cavemen were here in Rochester, they didn't have shoes, TJ. It wasn't until a shoe factory opened near the canal.
Shoeless Mac Hollins of the Bills, he's bringing it back.
Yes.
Caveman time.
Yes.
If I didn't have to wear these cleats, I wouldn't. Imagine that
yeah.
on the field.
He seems like a cool guy.
He really is. We like him a lot. Bill's got a lot of character this year. Are you feeling it this year? Is it their year?
I'm feeling it. I mean, I know I say that every year, but I really mean it this year.
This is our year. We're going to the Super Bowl.
This is it, baby.
Hey, how about we all agree not to wear shoes? To give them the spirit there, right?
Okay, like watching the Super Bowl, I will watch the Super Bowl barefoot.
Okay, there you go.
If we make it.
All right.
All right.
That's not going to throw off all of your other, like,
when we make
traditions.
It.
Like, if you always wear shoes or socks during Bills games, you're really going to, on the Super Bowl, that's when you're going to change and you're going to go and take away your usual traditions.
That's right.
You know, they haven't made it or won it.
That's right.
So maybe you need to change all those traditions.
That's what I'm saying.
Do Bills fans do that? It's a new season. Let's just look in the mirror. Maybe we need to change it up.
Whatever we're doing is not working,
no.
people.
You know, the shots out of the bowling ball, hey, I liked it, but maybe we need to take shots from something else. Say, maybe we need to shake this up a little bit. If you've got a new tradition you think we should start to get them to the big game.
No shoes.
Let us know. No shoes. There it is. Mac Hollins is starting it all.